to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
Welcome back to the Clean Slate the Podcast. That's Dracula.
Oh, okay.
Is that offensive?
I thought we were like Italian cooks or something.
It's-a me, a VHS player. Anyways. For those of you who don't know, I'm Carson. That's Daniel. We're big fans of this. Are we big fans of this? We've been watching the VHS found footage franchise for a while now. It started when we were younger. When did the first one come out? Like a long time ago. 2012. So it's been a while. I remember we watched that. Oh my God, dude, turn your motorcycle down. did you hear that guy?
Yeah.
Anyways, we've been watching these. I remember we watched that first one on your phone, like pirated it, and we were like horrified because like we're like, this stuff's so freaking real. And we've mentioned we love found footage movies, but anthologies, they do it in a fun way because you get. So for those of you who don't know about the VHS franchise, each film is an anthology film where it's multiple short films throughout, all within the found footage genre. And then there's what's called a wrapping story or a framing story. So there's like one story that frames all of them together that you get in between each short film. So that's the gist of them. We did one last year, I think, for the podcast. So this one's VHS 85. We did not watch VHS 99. So we'll find time to talk about that one in the future. But this one has some really good directors attached to it.
Here is the logline for VHS 85. Unveiled through a made-for-TV documentary, five tales of found footage horror emerge to take viewers on a terrifying journey into the grim underbelly of the 1980s. First of all, again,
with the 80s,
I will say this, and I will keep saying it. I am so tired of the 80s. Let's find a new decade to do stuff.
Okay.
Like, everybody's so reliant on the 80s the last 5-10 years, dude. It's like, give me a break. I'm so sick of it. I'm not going to get a Walkman. I'm not going to do, like, a freaking, like, perm in my hair. Just, like, leave me alone with the 80s. I'm so tired of the 80s.
I know you hate it, but the first three films were all modern times, right? We had 290 films.
No, I know, but it's like I think since Stranger Things came out, everybody jumped on the 80s bandwagon.
I'm kind of ready for it to die.
And it's like, come on, dude. Leave it alone.
We should make our podcast
killing a dead horse at this point. Anyway, all that to say, this movie doesn't really worship the 80s like a lot of other movies do.
No.
Like, this is literally just a time period.
Time period.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think if anything, it works with the VHS theme.
It really does. Out of all of the 80s movies, this is the best. I just went on that whole rant, and now all of a sudden I'm like, however, it does work for this film.
it works overall.
Anyway.
Is there a log line? Oh, you
I just read it. Oh, my God. Okay,
I was just wondering, how do you do an anthology film for, like, a log line, you know?
With this, like Carson said, VHS is a pretty, like, fun franchise, and I think it goes back to our found footage days.
Some of them
just
suck.
Like, being in love with found footage. What'd you just say?
I said some of them suck, though.
Like, oh, yeah.
Them, like,
a lot of them.
Sucks.
Oh, so bad. It seems like, to me, every time VHS tries to do a plot, like, it doesn't end well for them. Like, VHS Viral.
Like the connecting?
Yeah, like, VHS Viral was a huge, plot, like, connector. And it didn't. The one that was a good plot connector was the very first one, where these guys were supposed to go look for a...
Oh, so you're talking about the framing story. You just don't like those?
I think if they do too much on the framing, then it's like, it doesn't work. However,
this framing story doesn't matter.
No, exactly. Which was kind of my big like dislike on this one, because they're like known for that.
It doesn't even make sense.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't get it.
But I liked the story. Like I liked that story. I thought it was creepy.
Yeah. So I have a lot of issues with this one, but I also have a lot of likes with this one. So I don't think we need it's just too many of them to talk about.
Yeah.
Which one did Scott Derrickson direct?
Let's just pick a couple favorites.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Which one did Scott Derrickson direct, though?
He directed the time travel one. The 9/11 police guy one. With the goth boy at the end.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Like the really good one.
Yeah, but I have issues
with that one. That's the best one. No, I have. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have issues with it, but I loved it. It's amazing.
I don't.
It's the best one. Let's just both pick a favorite, like two favorites each, and talk about them.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, there wasn't that many deep ones, but.
What was your favorite? What was one of your favorites?
This is tough because I literally just watched it last night, but now I'm struggling to remember.
Just pick which one you liked.
How about no? You go first because I'll be able to build off that a little bit better, and you'll understand what I mean when I start talking. So pick your favorite first.
Yeah. So guys, I'm gonna pick one of my favorite segments from this. Can I pick two because they kind of go together?
Yeah. Go ahead. We honestly probably have the same favorites, to be honest.
So they're the very first segment that happens in this is called No Wake. And it's this guy is like meeting up with his friends and he's filming them and they're camping, right? They're on a boat at one point, and let's just say they start getting sniped and it's freaking insane.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like a horror film, that one, as much until the end. There's like horror elements.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
I would say like the action of it is not horror. It's very much action.
Trigger warning to all of this. This is like pretty graphic. This is like gore porn, pretty much.
This is the most graphic VHS movie I've seen, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, continue.
But anyways, yeah, so there's like some crazy, they're getting shot up. And then there's a twist towards the end. I don't want to spoil it because I think it's a pretty interesting twist. I don't love it, but I liked seeing it, I guess, if that makes sense. Let's just say these people come back and from the dead, and so if you don't want spoilers, maybe stop listening and go watch it.
But yeah, we're gonna spoil it. This is one of our favorite franchises.
Yeah, so they come back and there's this whole thing where they're like, what the hell are we gonna do? Like, we're back alive, but like this chick's missing her jaw and you don't have a freaking shin bone anymore, and it's like really crazy. And it's kind of a cool twist on zombies in a sense, but they want revenge on their killer. But then it's interrupted and we don't know what's going to happen. I thought that was it for that story. But then like later on, we're like two or three more episode or
no, we're like four or five down. Yeah,
because there's a couple ones that happen that are fine. But then we get to this one called Ambrosia, and we've learned about this family that kills, I think, 7 people every year, or once you reach a certain age.
Yeah.
Something like that. And so she's like coming of age, and she has to go kill 7 people, and they're all like filming this tape, and we get to see how they all start killing people, and it's really creepy because you don't know that's what's going on until like towards the end. But basically, the police show up, and they're going to get them. And you find out, her tape, the thing that she filmed, was her killing the 7 people from that first short. And it's really crazy because you're like, oh, that's cool. But obviously, they didn't get revenge. They just called the cops on her. Mm-hmm. And then the cops show up, and it's a freaking shootout. So it's a little bit more action film again.
Yeah.
In that sense, I would say. And it's a brutal shootout. Like, everyone in the family, like, Aunt Susie has a freaking Uzi for some reason. And
yeah,
like,
and everybody dies within, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, I was like, this is ridiculous, but it was just so brutal.
Yeah, there's no recoil on those guns either.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. But it was the 80s, bro.
Yeah, true. There was no recoil in the 80s.
She ends up, getting killed, but then she reanimates. And there's this whole twist where this is part where she gets shot by a squirt gun at the beginning of the movie. And you're like, why? Like, why was that included? And you find out at the end.
Oh, what? Go ahead.
Yeah. yeah, you find out at the end that the squirt gun was the water that brought back the first group. So the water was like polluted with eternal life or whatever. and so that's crazy because the cops are like, what the hell? So obviously she's going to get like experimented on or some crap. And it, I just thought, I don't know, I thought both of those were such brutal stories, but then adding in that twist of them being connected and like, oh, this isn't just a random killer. There's more to it. It was really cool for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad the other films weren't all connected because that would have actually annoyed me.
Yeah.
But these two being connected was a really fun twist. I thought
it's something they haven't done before either.
No, I've never seen this done before from this franchise.
Yeah.
So like seeing like a little teenage girl pull off this crazy murder and like her family's all celebrating it. Creepy.
Yeah, it was super creepy weird. To me. Yeah.
So just that combo deal was really cool. And even like the speech where it's like other families have bar mitzvahs and some have sweet 16s and they're like, yeah, we just kill people. And I'm like,
we just murder.
I don't hope that exists in real life, but I also wouldn't be surprised if there's some weird family doing this crap.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I thought those ones were fun. I thought they had like the best storytelling out of the other shorts. So those were two that I really liked. Visually, too, they looked really cool. Like, they captured the action in a way that felt natural enough. And the reasons they were recording made more sense than some installments. Obviously, there's a point where you're like, why are you still filming? But overall, it worked pretty good, I think.
For the most part, I liked all of them. Because
I hate the VR ones so much.
Hear me out. So, to me, this felt like the most true, honest return to original VHS. As it gets in terms of the clips that they show, the framing, you're right, it wasn't there at all, which was a little disappointing because I liked them.
It just
all
doesn't work
for the most part. However, I had issues with all of them too. So like in that regard, with the whole shooting aspect, like why was the water healing agent? Why like
yeah?
All of a sudden,
you but know. Let's be honest. These films never explain anything.
But, well, right, because they don't really have to. Because, right, there's, like, one that's, like, a zombie one. Or there's one that's, like, a... To me, it just felt like if they were trying to bridge two of them together, there should be some explanation or some payoff for it. And it didn't do that.
Maybe we'll get a spinoff movie, because that's happened in the past. There's an alien abduction spinoff movie. I never watched it, but...
I'm going to get into my dislikes. My dislikes end up being all of your likes. And I think it's because they just didn't finish it in the way that I was hoping or expecting. And the way they chose to finish it, it just like was, yeah. So like the one with the lake, I was like, this is insane. Why are they still alive? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
And nothing happens. It ends up turning into the shootout. I like that they bridged them together, but it just turns into the shootout. The one that Scott Derrickson directs.
Okay, can we talk about that one? I want to say what I like.
That is insane. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there's this one directed by Scott Derrickson from Black Phone, Doctor Strange. Anyways, yeah, so this one's kind of like a police procedural murder mystery.
Yeah.
It's, it almost feels like an episode of like X-Files if it was like found footage, which is cool for me. But yeah, so there's these murders that keep happening, but the guy's like, hey, we had this tape sent to the station, and it's exactly what happened. Like, this murder is exactly what we saw on the tape, but it was like, we had this tape weeks ago, like before the murder even happened. That doesn't make any sense. So I thought that was cool, and I don't want to overly spoil it, but yeah, I think the payoff at the end is pretty good. I think the ending doesn't fully work for me. There's a twist that's kind of like, whatever. But overall, like, I think just visually and storytelling wise, it tells a complete story. It's probably the longest segment though, so I think that probably helps. But yeah, it tells like a straight story. It's super brutal. I loved it. I'd watch a movie if they could expand this into a movie and fix some of the issues. I would absolutely love it.
The buildup of this one is the best. Like, it's so, it's cool. It's got a good like
amazing
confusion mystery story to it. So yeah, I really enjoyed this. Okay, we have been talking for so long on this. We need to wrap it up.
Well, let's wrap this bad boy up. Yeah, so I think VHS 1985 is a worthy installment of the franchise.
Yep.
It's not the worst one by any means. It's not the best one. Actually, I don't know. I'd have to rewatch them all. But
the overall I think all it's frame a, sucks. A cool one. But the shorts in it are really good. So, yeah, go check it out, guys. It is on Shudder, or you can rent it. But, yeah, that'll do it for this episode. Tomorrow we will be watching What We Do in the Shadows, a Taiki Waititi.
Taiki Waititi movie.
Movie, yeah, that it really put him on the map for this.
It's so good. I'm so excited to talk about it.
So, guys, we will be talking about one of his firsts, and it is worthy of the name. So we will see you tomorrow.
That's a clean slate.